Christopher Lydon in Cairo with some of the talk of Tahrir Square on Friday, the 23rd of November, 2012, when the Egyptian Revolution turned on again. This is Open Source, an American conversation with global attitude, we call it. In Cairo, Tahrir Square is full again. The protesters' demand all day into the night has been that President Mohamed Morsi withdraw his authoritarian decrees of 2 days ago and or that he quit. It's a fascinating feature of revolution Cairo style that a couple of blocks off Tahrir Square, the chattering class of all Egypt comes and goes in this 100-year-old Café Riche and talks about what's going on. The walls of this cafe are covered with pictures of the celebrity lawyers, doctors, writers, entertainers who hung out here over the years, including the immortal singer, the late Umm Kulthum, and the Nobel novelist Naguib Mahfouz. And so we've been working the tables for play-by-play analysis of what is going on. We begin with Professor Hossam Issa, a professor of law in Cairo and a hugely respected figure on the subject of the Egyptian constitution. There's a huge crowd in Tahrir Square, Professor Issa, and they seem to think they can bring Morsi down over his decrees that give him almost dictatorial power. It's, in your terms, what's going on here?
No, against all common propaganda, even in the States, the Muslim Brothers are not those they are taken as a moderate Islamist. Mm. It's not true at all. The leadership of Muslim Brothers by Dr. Badia is the most activist right winger in the Muslim Brothers. They are dangerous people, absolutely, and they are not at all those in the middle of the spectrum of Islamic or political Islam. And it's not true. It's not true. The leadership is Salafist, and I am not as surprised. But what Morsi did, which is an absolute folly. What he did. He abolished everything. He abolished the state. The state does not exist anymore. Judiciary does not exist anymore. He can decide anything, and judiciary have no right to look into his decisions. They can't.
So,
can you believe that he can, for instance, order my arrest by decision? And I cannot go to any tribunal in Egypt, because he's immune from legal actions. This is unbelievable. It never in any place in the world.
How did this happen? And what is the connection with Hillary Clinton's visit with him 2 days ago?
The problem is he succeeded in bringing the ceasefire.
His intimate,
yes, in Gaza. He was the intermediate between Israel and. He has excellent relation with the Israeli, against all what they say. With excellent relation with Israel. He called Mr. Perez my great friend, and he spoke about the beautiful relationship between our two people. So there is nothing between them, as they always claim that they are the most anti-Israeli, they're going to liberate Jerusalem. This is absolute rubbish, we know that. And now he was praised by the American a lot, by Obama and Clinton. And don't forget, it's Obama who brought him to power. The pressure he put on the Islamists in order for the election to take place early, which was not our, we were always against it, because the new liberal parties were very new. 2 weeks birth, yani, two weeks old, against an 80 years old organization, Islam. But Obama was pushing, but they want Islamists in this area. Why? This is the idea that Islamists are the best to bring the activists, I mean the most radical, to bring them down, because they can debate or to win the battle against them, because they all debate in religious term. They are much better in winning this battle than the partisan of the civil state, the democratic civil state. So they supported them. They put pressure on the military to accelerate the process in order for the Muslim Brothers to come into power. I have testimony from people who met with the ambassador. You can't imagine the pressure she was putting on the military in order to, at the time of Mubarak, to get rid of Mubarak, and after Mubarak, to accelerate the process, in order for the Muslim Brothers, the most organized, the only organized, to take power. So, after these 2 days of action by Egypt for the ceasefire, he was brave. He believed that he is now covered by the American. The American needs him. They will never dare to protest against anything. He is so afraid of the American pressure. But now he was liberated. I rendered them a service. I don't think they will open their mouths if I do anything in Egypt. This is his fault. This is what he believes. So he thinks he is covered by the American. And he's right to a certain extent. He's covered by the American. The reaction till this time by the Americans, absolutely, it makes me laugh. Nothing.
Tell me.
Nothing. Nothing. The Egyptian state is abolished, and the American didn't say a word.
Well, we keep hearing people, Egyptians, say that Hillary Clinton must have given him the green light to do exactly that. Do you believe that?
Not give him the green light. I don't think he told her that he's going to do that. I don't think so, honestly. But he gave him the green light by praising him a lot, and by, of course, telling him that he is the ally now of the U.S., the greatest friend of the U.S. That's enough for him to believe that he is 100% covered, and he can do whatever he wants without protest from the U.S.
What?
Right or wrong, but this is what he believes.
So it's the Egyptian people who are up in arms and filling Tahrir Square and squares all around the country.
Yes.
In protest. What's next?
What is next is the is to I mean, our demand now. Our demand is to cancel this constitutional declaration, which is not constitutional at all.
Anti-constitutional.
Yes. We will ask for more, of course, with time. We'll ask for the resignation of the president. And if not, we'll accuse him of high treason, because he has the sermon of, how you call it in English, when you take power, you...
The oath to protect
the frontiers of Egypt, the land of Egypt, and the second, to respect the constitution.
Mm.
The Pharaoh has abolished the constitution, because no constitution in the world allow for the abolition of the judiciary, for one man to govern with... It's unbelievable. No, I have never heard of a constitution who will accept that the judiciary has no right to control the action of the executive power. What is that? It's against the idea of judiciary, against the idea of a tribunal, of court. He has completely, empty. He has emptied the concept of judicial court.
And what do you expect Hillary to say, or President Obama, for that matter?
I mean,
what if he said, Hillary, we talked about this, and I told you what I was going to do, and I did it.
Why did they intervene against Mubarak and ask Mubarak to respect the rules of democracy in Egypt?
I'm wondering, I don't know. And I'm an American wondering, what is my government doing?
Why Mr. Obama is saying that his message to the world is human rights and the respect of the rules of democracy? If he tolerates that, then what he's saying is absolute nonsense. It's rubbish. He come to our world like the Messiah, that he is the Messiah of the human rights and the new state built on law and order. Is this law and order? He's supporting that? This fascist state? It's a fascist state, by all means. One man No other power exists against him. This is Hitler, a new Nazi state. And Mr. Obama is happy with this. These are his friends.
What are the Egyptian people ready to fight for here?
Fight against fascism. The one-man state. This I will give my life, honestly, with pleasure. Against that. How can I live in such a system? It will be death. How can I live under a one-man state? He can do anything. He can decide that I should be hanged tomorrow. I will not find a court to defend me because his decisions are immune. What is this? What is this? I'm asking Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
People said to me tonight that this is phase three of the revolution. 1st January, get rid of Mubarak. Under the Brotherhood, push back the military. Third stage is get rid of Morsi and the Brotherhood in power. Can this happen?
On the 25th of January, I was in the street. I didn't believe that we'll kick Mubarak out. Only 5-6 days later, I was absolutely sure that he is out. Now I don't know, but I have no other choice but to fight. No other choice. You don't have a choice. Can you live in a state like that as American? Can a Frenchman live in a state like that? Vichy regime in France under the French was fighting against it. And any civilized person will not accept that. It's not life. This is death. After fighting 40 years against Mubarak, I was an enemy of Mubarak for 30 years. I never said a good word for Mubarak during my life. I would always be attacking him and fighting against him for 30 years. That's why I said the revolution of 5th of January gave me a new life. We were not alive during Mubarak. This is the most corrupt regime in the history of the world, governing us by the meanest means. Okay? Now, I will, at my age, I will accept a fascist state by Morsi and the Muslim Brothers. I can't. I really can't. I don't care what they will do with me. Honestly, I don't care.
Professor Hossam Issa.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And good luck to Egypt and the Egyptian people.
Thank you very much.
Engineer and architect Abbas Mahmoud Abbas, the man who designed this marvelous Café Riche that we're sitting in. What is going on today?
It is the second wave of the revolution, which must come. It is the second wave of the 25th of January revolution, because the man who became the president for Egypt, he can't control anything. He get a very, very bad decisions, as well as the group who is belongs to, which is the Muslim Brother. Because if you know the Muslim Brother from inside, it is the same organization like the mafia organization.
Really?
They have the father, and the mafia have the father, the godfather. They kiss the hand of the godfather, and they kiss the hand of their godfather. They talk about themselves as our family, and each group inside, they call them the family. The family is not the father and the mother and the brothers, but the family is the group which you belong to. It is the same fascist, but maybe the fascist is better little bit than them, because it is a mafia groups, and they look after the wealth, the money, how to get the money by any way. And they have a very effective cover, which is the religion. You know, the cover of the religion makes the people be afraid to touch it, because most of people didn't know the reality. And that happened before many, many centuries ago in Europe, when the church have the upper hand in everything. So Europe was down. And when the church get off her hands from the politician, Europe start to become up and up and up to develop. That is the point.
Mr. Abbas, explain what is happening today. President Morsi is suddenly a hero in America and American government because he mediated a truce between Hamas and Israel in Gaza. He's suddenly a villain here in Cairo, and people are filling Tahrir Square and saying, go. The same thing they said about Mubarak. What has happened? Are you surprised by this crowd building in Tahrir?
No, I'm not surprised. Because you don't know the real Egyptian people.
Tell me.
The real Egyptian people, they can get anything. They have a very, very big patience. But when you touch their identity, they never stop. Suddenly, they became another person, and they defend it strongly, and they pay their life happily. You know what makes me very, very sorry from inside? Is the American very idiot? They didn't know that they support all these regimes. How it comes? How it come to when I was so young, America was a very great symbol for me of liberty and democracy, and so I like it. Beautiful dream for anybody to have the same, but day by day we discovered that it is just a mask, and there are a very, very ugly face behind this mask.
The revolution had a great beginning 2 years ago,
yes.
And now it's on again.
Yes.
Are the Egyptian people ready for a hard fight?
Yes.
Tell me.
For the fight, yes, they will fight until the last blood.
Engineer Abbas, thank you for this conversation.
You're welcome.
Mamdou Hamza is a consulting engineer. I asked you if you're in politics, and you said, no, I'm in the revolution. What's going on?
Well, the people of Egypt who are not working on behind a facade of religion, which means that more than 95% of Egyptians are not happy with what Morsi did. He issued this constitutional declaration, which put himself a right dictator, a real pharaoh, something even Mubarak did not do, explicitly of that form. Number two, he have also took the command of what's supposed to be an independent authority, which is the jurisdiction authority, the judiciary authority, which is supposed to be independent. And he did something never happened before, that he appointed the prosecutor general of Egypt. That's not his business. He should be appointed by the law, the people working in law in Egypt, like the High Council of Judiciary. So, in the same time, he tried to make it look good by giving some peanuts to the wounded in the revolution, and tried to be logical by extending the period of the General Assembly for preparing the constitution. nothing could be considered positive or good in what he said yesterday, which could justify the attack he did on the law of Egypt. We are not now anymore a country which could be ruled by law. Which have the state of law, an independent law. That's is gone with his declaration. And what worries me, that apparently he got international support, specifically by the American and Israel. Of course, and that is the worst. What are the American doing in our country? I don't know. Why? They want to destroy Egypt in return of allowing some Palestinian to live in Sinai? That's what everybody say, even in the coffee shops of Egypt. Those who are illiterate, they say that.
They're saying what?
They're saying that it was arrangement between the American administration and the Muslim brothers that they will be helped, extremely helped, to do what they want in Egypt in return of the piece of land in Sinai to the people of Gaza and Palestine. So the right of return requested by the Palestinian will not be a problem in the future. And I see this, what he have done yesterday, not only for the current situation, but to allow him to cut all the voices and to put everyone he wants to put in prison while he is executing the agreement with the American for the Palestinian to take part of Sinai.
To move the Palestinians into the Sinai, out of the West Bank and Gaza forever? Is that the idea?
The point is, what is the Palestinian problem really? It's the right to return. Well, if they are giving land close to their own, then what is the logic of continuing asking for the right of return? But Palestinians don't like that. In 1995, after or during a negotiation between Nasser government and the American government to allow people in Gaza, which was under the administration of Egypt at the time, to have 250,000 acres of land for 99 years, the Palestinians refused. And they went to the streets and demonstration and saying, no settlement, no moving. It was a slogan in Palestine at that time.
Every Egyptian we speak to today says that Hillary Clinton came to Cairo to thank Morsi for making peace in Gaza and to greenlight whatever he wanted to do for his own power. Do you believe this? Is this
yes,
what you hear?
Yes, this is what I've told you in different words. I didn't hear what the other told you, but what I say is that they will give him free hand to do whatever he like to do in return of getting rid of the Palestinian problem. In the way, one of these points is to allow the Palestinian a piece of land in Sinai. As the Israeli always said, Gaza and the Palestinians are people without land. And Sinai is land without people. But I can tell you that America will never be a friend of Egypt if they continue this way. Never, ever. Never. And I don't know how the policies lead them to that horrible plot against the Egyptian and the land.
Tahrir Square is almost full again. What can the people do?
The Tahrir Square is as full as it was in July 2011. And now we are sending a broadcast, a stage, tents, and we're going to stay. It's not going to be a one-day business. People are determined to stay till Morsi cancel his constitutional declaration.
Or leaves.
I don't think we have the right to ask him to leave. And I'm against that. I told the people in the square, forget about leaving at the moment. Just, he was there, and we did not ask him to leave before the constitution. So the problem is the constitutional declaration. He took this off the ground because he came by votes. If we play democracy, we have to resort to voting. I'm against this slogan. I am for the slogan of take your constitution declaration away. That's it.
Mamdou Hamza, thank you. Good luck to you. You're a man to be taken seriously. And good luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
These conversations were produced and edited by my right hand, Mark Fonseca Rondiro. Thank you for being part of the conversation. Leave a comment, please, at our website, radioopensource.org. This is Open Source in Cairo. We'll be back with more as the revolution unfolds.